Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome onto this edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast. I'm Brad Brown. Lindsay Perry joins us once again, and a question in from Eric Lucas. Don't forget, if you have a question you'd like answered, the website to get to, coachperry.com. If it's something that's really pressing that you need an answer to right now, really consider joining the Coach Perry online community. You get access to Lindsay Perry through the Coach Perry private online community, VIP Facebook group, the works. Just go to coachperry.com/join. Lindsay, Eric's question is interesting. He says it feels like his feet are almost bruised when he runs shortly after sleeping. He says there's no visible discoloration. His shoes have about 600 kilometers. He's 80 kgs. He's running between 70 to 80 kilometers per week. He says it improves after walking and stretching. Is this something that's common? I've never heard of it. I don't know about you.
Look, people experience sensations differently, but just the fact that he's feeling it particularly after waking and the fact that it eases off as he's running tells you that it's probably not something in the fatty padding or in the bone. It's most likely something in the plantar fascia, and it's a form of plantar fasciitis. So, look, the fact that it is easing up when he's running on it, that's a fairly good sign. Of course, if it got better with exercise, but then later on in the run, it starts to get particularly sore, then we have to watch out for things like stress fracture, because that would be a fairly common symptom for a stress fracture. So just be aware of that. But, you know, my gut's telling me to lean more towards something similar mechanism to plantar fasciitis. And so I would roll that plantar fasciitis gently with freeze a bottle of water and just gently roll that, and then get a golf ball or a cricket ball and actually massage under those feet, and then also do some strengthening exercises by putting down a towel underneath your feet on like a tiled floor, and then use your toes to pull that towel and crunch it up under your feet. So you're almost doing like bicep curls with your toes to strengthen that plantar fascia. But, you know, certainly if it doesn't improve with doing these things, I would go off and see a sports doctor and make sure that it isn't more serious, but it's a reasonably good sign that it is easing up with exercise. But obviously, other thing to keep track of is over time, you know, does it get sore and sore each morning at the start? Because then we do know that it's getting worse and worse, and it needs to be dealt with before it becomes like a major injury, chronic injury.
Brilliant. Eric, thank you for being in touch. Lindsay, thank you for your time once again. Don't forget, if you'd like to be part of the Coach Perry online community, coachperry.com/join is where you can get all the details, and you can win yourself a lifetime membership too. All you have to do is go to coachperry.com/win. That's where you can get all those details. So until next time, from myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.